honey. Did you finish slaying dragons and, or maybe killing dwarves or, I don't know. It sounded like one of those games that you usually play. So I didn't want to disturb you. I want to make sure when we take time off together, even if it's just for an at-home staycation, that it's as enjoyable for you as it is for me. It's really nice to just sit here and enjoy a nice cup of coffee and just think about nothing. My mind started going into spreadsheets and the next all-hands presentation I have to do. And I just tried to do my best. I held on to my cup and I closed my eyes and I did some breathing exercises. And eventually, I came to my senses and just enjoyed the silence. You want to come sit with me? We can snuggle a little. We could order in for dinner if you want, or we could cook together. I don't know why, but anytime I have ample prep time, all of a sudden I want to cook. Even though I'll be exhausted after, especially since we have to go back to work tomorrow. What do I want to do? I mean, whatever you want to do, honey. It's, you know, whatever. Don't look at me like that. You're going to need to do a little more romancing than just, you know, giving me the let's get it on eyes. Actually, there has been something. Never mind. No, never mind. It's not a thing. We can, let's make out a little bit and then we can move to the bedroom or stay here or I don't know. It was nothing. Okay, let me not act like I'm in middle school. I'm trying to figure out how to say this because I don't want you to think that I want to cheat on you. Oh my. See, this is why I didn't want to talk about it, because I'm just going to start saying nonsense and I want the topic that I want to go over to be a nice, fluffy, warm, I love you sort of topic and not a, you know, scary type of topic. Oh my God, nothing's wrong. Okay. When we got together, I originally thought, you know, this will be a quick fling and I'll go back out and have some real fun. You know, and then you turned out to be just amazing and everything that I could have wanted. And I don't know. I know we aren't married or anything, but maybe that's something that's in our future. And when I think about that, I think about, you know, things that you'd have to give up. Or not give up, but just, I don't know. I don't know if compromise is the right word or... See, I'm rambling again. I just think that when two individuals decide to be with each other long term, there might be things that have gone unsaid, or solo trips that we've wanted to do, or experiences that we now, you know, have to include the other person into. And there is something that I wouldn't necessarily say is the most important thing or the thing that's been top of mind running around in my head as I'm contemplating wedding colors. Again, not that we're getting married. I know that we haven't even talked about that and you've expressed that, you know, marriage is kind of weird and I get it, but, okay. I'm just going to say this, and I need you to just let me say all of it, okay? Don't stop at the first couple of words that I say. I want to complete the thought. And what I'm going to say, I want you to be involved in completely, okay? I want us to experience this together. Okay. I would like to try double penetration. Okay. And I would like to experience that with you, and not with anyone else, with only you. And I know you don't have two dicks, and that's fine. You know, there are things that we can do to rectify that. For example, there's a fucking machine, and there's, you know, a number of things that we can do. And I promise, I don't want to be with anyone else. The thought of being with someone other than you makes me want to fucking hurl, okay? I only want your dick. I only want your cum. I love you so much, honey. And I would like the feeling of having you while also being filled elsewhere. So what I did, I didn't buy a fucking machine. That was way too expensive. But I did stumble upon this toy called the Gravity. I can go get it. but basically, it's a thrusting dildo that you can use with a Bluetooth remote that you can just download an app on your phone and connect to the toy, and you can control the pacing. And so it's kind of like you're fucking me. Yeah. I mean, I thought a lot about this, and I thought, well, maybe, you know, it could be like a vibrating butt plug, or, you know, maybe I could just suck on a dildo while he fucks me. But I think for the experience that I want, I would want to be looking up at you as you watch me come on your remote control cock. Okay, that was a very long and clumsily drawn out confession or explanation or exploration request. And I totally get it if you think that it's dumb and you don't want... the app. Yeah, that is the app. you can connect to mine. It's actually the same name on my Steam account. So, well, I just thought it would be easier to remember. I know that I hardly game, but I wanted this to be as easy as possible for you because I love you, honey. And I haven't even processed that we're gonna do this. This is phenomenal. Like, thank you. Oh, thank you. God, I love you. Okay. While you download that and get that set up, I'm gonna go grab the toy and I'm gonna be back and we'll get started. Okay, here it is. I know it looks kind of strange, but I think it'll just be second nature to you. And we can start off slow. I can suck on your cock a bit. And then
when we're both good and turned on, we can start slow. Okay? Oh, I won't need any lube. Not after I taste your cock. Definitely my favorite point of view. Okay, are you ready? Yeah, I think I'm ready too. Thank you so much for doing this with me, honey. Remember, start slow. Okay, slowly, please. Yeah, that's it. You can go. Oh, not yet. Hold. Thank you. Oh, that's really nice, honey. Your cock in my mouth. All I need is you. Only you. You can go faster. Fuck, I love you so much. That's right. Oh, fuck my pussy. Fuck my face. Fuck me as hard as you can. And make me come. Oh, please make me come. Please make me come. Oh, fill my mouth. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Thank you. My legs are shaking. It's incredible. I don't know if I've ever come that hard. Is that okay for you? Do you need something? Do you want me to get you water? Or should we just get back on the couch and snuggle? Yeah, we can hold each other. We can hold each other and... I don't know. Come here. You are so special to me. I love that I can be myself with you. And that you want to make me as happy as I want to make you. Thank you for being the best, honey.